out of our football team. That was it's a wild game, wild second half. Talk to our team all the time about how we respond, and really like the way we started the game. Still missed some opportunities, had some negatives, that showed up there throughout the course of the first half. But guys just continued to battle. I thought they did an exceptional job in the first half. Really liked the offense came out first series of second half, went down and scored, and then really from that point, just for a variety of reasons, really kind of stalled out. And but the defense, it kept battling, overcoming adversity, all the things that showed up. But just so proud of our football team to find a way at the end, from all the situations that we worked to be able to put ourselves in a position to close off and end a game like that. It went down to the last second, and really, really pleased with our players and their execution. With that, you look at the number of times that our back was against the wall. I think we had four fourth down stops defensively, which was incredible. We had some challenging moments that we had to overcome, but our guys just continue to believe. I told them afterwards, I probably let my emotions get the best of me a couple times throughout the game, and that's something that I'm going to improve on. But some things just need to be said too. So, but we're going to continue to work away, and it sets us up for a huge week ahead. And just be able to stand in front of those guys, in that locker room, and to know that they battled back to this point. We're down. We're 0-4 at the beginning of the season. Not many people gave us the chance to. And we're going in this last week with an opportunity to earn one more, and that's special. And these guys, they've got tremendous heart. They've got tremendous character. They continue to battle, but it's a special group in there. And we talked about what legacy do we want to leave. And nobody's. This is not necessarily how everybody pictured the season going, especially after the beginning. But we are definitely in control of our how we're going to end it and how we're going to finish. And that's something that I'm so proud of our players, our coaching staff, everybody involved. And these last couple games going down to the end. It's something we've talked about. Just being able to be mature enough to be able to find the way to be able to finish it off and put ourselves in position to achieve success. And they've done that. And sets up for a huge week ahead, but really proud of our players. And I got to tip my hat to Boston College. The way that they fought, that quarterback is, he's a really impressive player. He was tough. They did a great job there in the second half, and a lot of respect for Coach Affley and his program, and obviously how they operate. So that was a wild game. Just really proud of our football team.
Mike, can you talk about how the defense attacked Jerkovich, went after him, held him about 40% passing? I think they only had two explosives through the year. Obviously, pretty good job overall.
It was a great job. I thought he still found a way to make a couple of plays there, but it was something that we spent a lot of time on this week, making sure that we could try to make him uncomfortable. That is he's a talented quarterback and can make all the throws. You see with his legs being able to extend plays, but I thought the effort of a defensive front. How they rallied, how they swarmed. It was special. And even the times where he was able to get out and extend plays with his legs, it was our guys were given tremendous effort. We got some technique things that we got to make sure we continue to work on. But we knew we had to disrupt him if we wanted a chance to put ourselves in a position to win it. And I think our defensive front and our defense as a whole definitely did that. Great job by our guys in the back end. They got a talented receiving core. They got some impressive players in that passing attack, and they battled throughout.
Did you feel like there was any lack of focus after 26-3?
Absolutely not. I really don't. I thought our guys, they battled. There was nothing. There were things that showed up that, but I think our guys were locked in and tuned. There were some mistakes that we made, but you also have a good football team that you're going against. That being on the road or being it's challenges. It's challenging to win. There's things that will definitely get cleaned up. But I don't think our guys' intent, their focus, their want to. And that's why we won it. And so no, I don't think that we had a lapse of focus.
I presume the penalties is one of those things you intend to clean up. 13 on a day. Just how much that kind of stymied some of what you guys were trying to accomplish on each side of the ball.
Penalties make a huge impact in a game, and we've got to make sure that we continue to control the things that we control and make sure that we go out there and play to the best of our ability.
seemed like a lot of those calls maybe could have been either way. What how did your players handle that? You said you got to control yourself a little bit better. How did they handle that?
I mean, I thought they did a good job. You know, there's frustrations. I mean, those things show up at times, but you know, at the end of the day, we can't control some of the judgments, but we can control our response. And you know, we were able to finish that game, you know, with a victory. And we will go back. We'll watch it. We'll continue to work on our fundamentals. We'll continue to work on decisions and you know, the positions we put ourselves in. And there were some that you know that we absolutely have to make better choices. And you know, we're going to do that. We want to be a well-established, disciplined football team, and that's got to be week in and week out. And you know, we're not going to, you know, it's when you have 13 penalties, it's tough to win. I mean, there was 80 yards of, or close to 80 yards of hidden yardage, you know, there in the penalty difference, and that's tough. But our guys overcame. They continue to respond, and but we'll be better there.
You talk about the pressure you put on him. Is it almost a fitting ending with the pressure on the final play where he's got to throw a desperation pass and the team coming down with it?
Absolutely. And I mean, you have to make him uncomfortable. And I tell you, you look at the experience they have on their offensive line. I mean, the number of starts, the way those guys have operated together, they do a really nice job. It's hard to get pressure on him. But I thought our defensive front played relentless. And, you know, to be able to finish there at the end, be able to force that, force the ball, you know, the throw up pass at the end. I mean, great job by Akeem going to high point it and to end the game.
Akeem's another guy that has kind of had some ups and downs, but seems like he's to have that moment.
He is, and you know, Akeem's been playing his best ball, and you know, he's moved from corner to safety. You know, there's some times early in the season, you know, just that you know, some fundamental issues that he had to continue to grow and develop. But I mean, you know, coming off of last week, I thought last week he played his best game, and you know, I saw him really flashing some moments at a couple pass breakups. You see him working to fit in the run game. I mean, doing a better job with his technique, keeping his eyes up. But I'm excited about what Akeem is doing within his game and his growth. And you know, we'll go back and watch the film and see exactly how he played throughout. But I mean, I you know, it showed up big there at the end, and you know, really proud of Akeem.
You guys obviously were moving the ball up and down the field the first half. What did they change anything, or did you guys just miss some things in the second half?
Yeah, you know, we missed some opportunities, and I mean, they did. I mean, that's a well-coached football team, and you know, defensively, it's the third best defense in our league. You know, scoring wise, you know, I liked our game plan. I thought that we would have an opportunity to be able to, you know, do some positive things, but you know, we also had some mistakes that cost us, and you know, that's for us to go back and continue to work. Continue to grow and develop there, but you know, I thought our guys, you know, they definitely battled.
You mentioned the penalties and mistakes that cost you, and that, you know, made it harder in this game. This is a game where you actually won a game where you had more mistakes and penalties, and did so on the road. Is that an indication of some growth?
It's an indication of belief of you know, just the way that our guys battle, and you know, overcoming some adversity that we. Some of it self-inflicted adversity, some of it, you know, things that we couldn't control. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's what you want to see. You want to be a football team that finishes that identity of just, you know, never giving up, just continuing to focus on playing the next play. So we, you know, there's a great deal of growth within our program. And, you know, I'm excited about the steps we're seeing, but, you know, we are going to be disciplined. We are going to clean up some of the mistakes that were made, making sure that we're putting ourselves in the best position. And then there still will always be things that, you know, the judgments, it's all part of it. And so, you know, it's just, that's, but I'm proud of our guys for how they battle through the adversity that shows up.
You'll get adversity in Gainesville next week with the crowd and being on the road. Do these types of moments help prepare you for what's ahead?
I think these types of moments prepare you for life. And, you know, just for our guys to understand what you can do. And, you know, we've seen that the spectrum at both ends. You know, there's, at 0-4, there's plenty of people telling you what you can't do. But you get the choice every day. And the way that our guys get up, I mean, we never let up. I mean, we push. I mean, you guys know. Y'all see it. I mean, we push at practice. We push the expectations. On the field, off the field, in the classroom, and everything that they're doing, you have to push. Right? Adversity is gonna find you. Right? If you don't find adversity, then you're not pushing hard enough. And you know, for what you want in life, to put yourself in a chance to be successful, you got to pay the price. And you know, these guys sacrifice a lot. They sacrifice a lot. They allow us to coach them. They allow us to hold them to a standard that is very uncomfortable at times. right? But they believe in where it's going to take them. And so when you see the success, right, in the moment, whether it's a, you know, last second, momentum's going back and forth, but you're able to finish, you're able to achieve that success, that's what it's all about. And that's what makes me so proud, because you're seeing that identity and the confidence. And so they coach me harder. They want it. They want more. They want more of a push because they know they can. And if you go through life believing in what you can do and what you can overcome, man, you got a chance. And, you know, that's hearts of the young men and the staff and everybody a part of this program, man, I will never question, because I see it every single day in how they approach what they do. And it's showing up. And so I'm proud of them, and just continue to build upon that confidence in what we can do and what we will accomplish.
After all the ups and downs of this season, what does the chance of bowl eligibility next week in Gainesville mean?
I mean, it would be huge. Huge for our program. And, you know, that's something that, you know, at the end of the day, we get 1 week. And we'll get back, and, you know, we're gonna enjoy today. You know, you got a nice little flight home that we can enjoy that. But when we get back, it's a big week ahead. And, you know, our focus is just continue to improve, control things we control, get better, learn from all the experiences that we had today, and then go prepare to, you know, play one heck of a game. And if we can do the things and build upon that, you know, I'm excited about what that can mean for our program, to get more practices, to mean another opportunity, to give these guys one more chance to leave their mark for this 21 Seminole football team.
The way you guys, you know, got a win over Miami last week and then came out and played this first half this week, you talked during the week about the preparation and what you wanted to see. How good did you guys prepare coming into this game?
I mean, I thought they did a really nice job, and I told the guys that, you know, earlier today. I mean, it's, you know, when you make the investment, you give yourself a chance. Hard work does not guarantee success, all right? and they know that. But hard work puts yourself in the best position to achieve it. So we came out, we started fast, we knew we needed to. You know, like I said, that was a talented group. I mean, you know, defensively, one of the top defenses in our conference. Offensively, you know, they had not lost a game with Phil starting at quarterback for them. And, you know, they played really good balls, you know, since he's been here. And that's a big win for us. It's a big statement for our defense, that of the growth of what they're doing and just how they were able to respond in those situations, you know, sometimes with their back up against the wall.
It usually gets lost because we talk so much offense and defense, but Alex Mastromano really turned in quite a performance. You just talk about him flipping the field and them pinning him back.
No, it's huge. And, you know, Alex, I mean, our guys in coverage, I mean, it's all hands on deck there. And, you know, Alex has been a weapon for us. And, you know, those are those game-changing plays that have to show up. You know, special teams, I thought our punt coverage was outstanding. You know, obviously there was you know, we've got to continue to clean up some things in our kickoff and kickoff return game. You know, we got to be better there. But you know, I thought our guys really competed, and Alex, you know, he's been a great weapon for us. And you know, I've said we don't want to have to use him a ton, but when we do, you know, he definitely makes a difference.
Yeah. Teams only have a 1 year lifespan. You guys have won five out of your last seven. How badly do you want to get to a bowl game just to have this team to have another few weeks of practice?
I want one more game with these players. And, you know, we talk about that from the beginning of the season to, you know, throughout. And we talked about it today. And that's what makes this group special, is because it is a family. And everybody says that. It sounds good, you know. But, you know, this group, watching them, how they compete, how they care about each other, how they respond together, the way that they push each other. I mean, this is, you know, we knew whatever it took today, we just had to find a way to be victorious. And throughout all situations that showed up, man, it was offensive guys encouraged defense encouraged offense, special teams, obviously, you know, is a great melting pot there in the middle. But it is a really, really impressive group of young men. And I don't know if many people would have given us, you know, much of a chance to put ourselves even just in this position. All right, but, you know, I'm not going to sell these guys short to what they can accomplish, and we've got to have a great week ahead and looking forward to the next challenge that's in front of us.
Brady Scott kind of embodies that in the sense where he just steps up when he's asked to. Devontae couldn't go. He had to move outside when Darius got banged up.
I mean, Brady is, I mean, he's done it all. I mean, you look at the course of his career. I mean, it was good to see him go out and play it. He played at a high level, and, you know, obviously he's competing, you know, him, Bavion. I mean, those guys have been here for a long time, and There's been a lot of ups and downs when it comes to the offensive line, you know, just that experience at the time that they've been here. But, you know, we're seeing them and just the willingness to compete, the willingness to improve, the willingness to be versatile and you know, being ready for when that situation calls. And, you know, that was big. And, you know, grateful for Brady. I'm grateful for Bavion. You know, as they're here on the last stretch of their careers, I mean, they've seen it all, but, you know, they're really making a great impact. And, you know, our offensive line, it's been challenging this year. I don't know if there's been many games that we've had the same offensive line, you know, in consecutive weeks. But, you know, Coach Atkins, you know, the players, I mean, they're battling, and I'm really proud of them.